You know, it's a hard thing. You know, do we ever understand really about our heart? In Isaiah chapter 57, verse 14, in the English Standard Version, says this: "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. And it shall be said, build up, build up. Prepare the way, remove every obstruction for my people's way." Wow! May God add his blessings to that reading. And we think about obstructions. You know, and there is a such thing as the obstruction of the heart. Well, sounds like a medical manual, Lord, doesn't it? No. Yet, removing obstructions from the heart was a very important part of getting ready for Jesus' arrival on the scene at the beginning of the appearance as Messiah and Lord. Isaiah said it. Malachi said it. John the Baptist, yeah, he said it too. And the metaphor comes from road building. Isn't that interesting? Road building was an important part throughout history to make travel. We've been to some of those places in the Holy Land and in Europe, and it was amazing to see the roads that was built 2,000-3,000 years ago. Makes you wonder how they ever removed all those rocks and debris and made it smooth and level. Now, they weren't traveling with automobiles. They were traveling with horses and camels and buggies and that stuff. But they wanted to make sure that there was nothing on those ways or those roadways that might trip you up. This is not a one-time thing, especially for early roads, because wind and rain and wear and tear could rip up a road very easily, making it very difficult to travel. How many of us have encountered potholes? I just hit one the other night coming home from Lexi's Christmas concert at FSU. Anyhow, other malaise in traveling on our own roads, imagine how much more challenging that it could be for them to keep these roads clear and free of debris. Especially important to make sure roads were clean and stone-free when a celebrity came to town. You know, a governor or a king or other kind of official at the time. It was a sign of honor to prepare the way of obstructions to the honorable person's path. Make clear the way. Well, Isaiah and Malachi, John the Baptist may not have understood the ins and outs of heart surgery. They did understand roads, and the metaphor of road clearing helped them to explain to the people what it meant to do heart clearing. John the Baptist came into his own ministry with a baptism of repentance. For John, it was repentance, meaning a clearing of one's heart, his pathway for God. Clear the heart, remove the sin and debris that may be encumbering one's relationship with God. More than once, Jesus even referred to blockage in our path as a scandalon. That's a stone that could trip you up. Anything you allow to block, impede, fester, or trip you up in your straight path to God was a scandalon. In fact, that whole word gives us our word scandalous. Comes from that very stone. Repentance was a way of clearing your neutral and your arterial path so that your mind and heart could be focused on God without distraction or impedance. So baptism then for John was clearing the path. A sanctification, if you would, in which sins and hesitation and impedance and other forms of resistance was removed, and the path cleared for intimacy, for holiness, purity, love, relationship. You know, Christianity, above all, is a relational faith. John challenged the people that looked at the water. No longer was it simply a purification process like the Jewish mitzvahs. important for traditional and ritual cleaning. Yeah, for sure. And baptism was an actual heart and mind change. Transformational cleaning and renewal. Hallelujah. It was a preparation for something very significant, for a change in your life. Well, John is clear that he is helping people to prepare the way to God. He's also clear that baptism is not the end of the story. Well, water, yeah, water can wash away silt and sin and prepare one for an encounter with God, that's for sure. But the actual encounter with God is what truly transforms. The ritual itself is just a preparation for something much bigger than John could possibly provide. The Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Son of God, will baptize you with the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire that will animate, infuse, energize, and missionize people into discipleship in a kingdom way of life. Wow, we are in Advent. Advent's a perfect time to remember your baptism and also to remind yourself that your story does not end there. And whether you were baptized as a child and then renewed your vows with confirmation, a ritual that we go through, or whether you were baptized fully as an adult, immersion, and all the other kinds of baptism, your baptism is not an end in itself, but only a starting point, a step, if you would, in the process of discipleship. You're not done, child of God. In fact, even after baptism, you must take on the responsibility in your life to continue the process of heart cleansing. Repentance is not a once-and-done thing. Every time you prepare to come into God's presence, you must first search your heart. It's a prayer time and worship time. It's a time that's got to be genuine, preparing your heart for worship. It's a heart ready. Is your heart ready? Has everything been cleared out of the way for the touch and the Holy Spirit? Is your heart open to love God and others? And are you carrying impedance with your mind and heart, or a spirit that causes you shame, guilt, and pain and distract you from living as the disciple that Christ called you to be? Responsibility being a Christ follower, isn't it? Well, Advent, above all, is a time of repentance. It's a clear call to clear your mind, your heart, of the busyness of the season and all the arguments with family and friends and grudges long held. I hope that's the real world, isn't it? Yeah. Bad habits that have kept us from making time for God in our life. We have so many life encounters that can distract us from our relationship with Christ. It's time, church, to clear our path, to listen to John's call, to make way clear for God, to touch our heart and lives in a meaningful and life-changing way. For the season of Christmas, it's about transformation. Yes, Advent is making sure that we're ready for it. So today I challenge all of us to remember your baptism. You know, sometimes I do a service at church and just walk through the sanctuary with a little bit of water from the baptismal font and just sprinkle it around and say, remember your baptism and be holy. Well, remembering the moment of your confirmation is important as baptism. Whenever you finally confess with your lips and believe in your heart that Jesus was Lord, it's perhaps something that we've done in our life, maybe even many times, and reflect on it. And every time that we do it, it's a very significant time. So when you consciously take Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I think we should and we can remember that feeling of joy and warmth as we receive him into our heart and answer God's call upon our life. So remember the acknowledgement of God's presence when your cares and troubles are melted away and you feel the Spirit wash over you with security and comfort, relief, and acceptance. So whatever your experience is, or whatever your experience was, or whatever the experience is now. Remember it now. Pray for Jesus to help you to remove all sins and impedance from your life. Not just sins that you have committed, but those put upon you by others. Burdens that you carry. Worries that weigh down your heart. This is our challenge. And I'll pray that God will touch you in a special way. If you're feeling guilty, ask God to clear it. If you're mourning and sad, ask God to erase it. If you're tired, ask God to rejuvenate you. And if you're distracted, ask God to focus you. Open your heart, open your mind, open your spirit, and live for God. And He will help you, and you will never be the same in Jesus' name. This is the promise of John the Baptist. This is the gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And my prayer for all of us is this, that may God be with you, not only in this Advent season of preparation, in very meaningful and powerful ways, that you may experience His extraordinary love, peace, and joy in your heart, always and forever. And thank you for being a part of the body of Christ. And thank you for allowing us here at Bethel to come and just to encourage you into faith. Because it is. The world creeps in and messes with us. And we just need to take time. Even us as pastors or teachers or any of the other people that help. We're not special. We experience the same thing that you do. But when we know that we know that we know, we love sharing it with other people. That the peace of God, which passes all understanding, be with you for now and forevermore. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.